Story is read by Margaret Ann Allen, great niece of Lance Corporal James Elbidge Young. Lance Corporal James Elbidge Young, service number 7644 of the 1st Battalion Gordon Highlanders. James Elbidge Young was born on the 30th of April 1884 in Blackheath, South East London. He was the eldest of four children born to James and Euphemia Young. By 1891, the family had moved to Panbridge in Angus, living at Bilhousie Farm House. 10 years later, according to the 1901 census, the family had relocated to Scone, where their address was the Shop and House, Perth Road. The occupations of both James and his father were given as butchers. On the 3rd of March 1906, aged 21, James sailed from Glasgow to Halifax, Canada, on board the Siberia. His final destination was Montreal. There, on the 28th of June 1906, he married Christina Mays Wallace, daughter of Andrew Wallace. Two children were born in Montreal, James and Christina. By 1911, James and his family had moved to Scotland and were living at 8 Carnleith Street, Aileth. James was still a butcher. It is unclear when they moved to Glasgow, but when James enlisted in the 3rd Reserve Battalion, the Gordon Highlanders, on the 25th of November 1914, he gave his address as 54 Raeburn Street, New City Road, Glasgow. He remained in Scotland until September 1915. James had two run-ins with the military authorities. In February 1915, he was charged and found guilty with stealing from the guardroom in his detachment. Two service blankets, two bayonets with scabbards, one sou'wester hat, and 10 rounds of service ball ammunition. He was sentenced to undergo 56 days detention. In early September 1915, while at home on leave from the Gordon Highlanders, and apparently under the influence of drink, he enlisted in the 3-5 Scottish Rifles. On the 18th of September, he was arrested by the civil police as a deserter from the Gordon Highlanders and returned to the depot in Aberdeen. Luckily, the regiment cancelled the declared deserter status. On the 30th of September 1915, James embarked from Southampton for Europe, later transferring to the 1st Battalion Gordon Highlanders. When James arrived in Belgium on October 1915, the 1st Battalion Gordon Highlanders were stationed at Vatimantinga, moving to Eek for October and November. The weather was very wet. It was relatively quiet, but there was occasional shelling and grenades thrown by the enemy. The men were engaged in training, route marches, and repairing wiring and drainage. James was promoted to Lance Corporal on the 3rd of March 1916. An extract from the 1st Battalion Gordon Highlanders War Diary of April 1916 reads, "Reached Locra on 27th. Specialists left for trenches at 1:30 a.m. Battalion later in evening relieving the 5th Durham Light Infantry. Prisoners gave warning of gas attacks pending, but did not reach our lines. Bombardment casualties 35 killed and wounded. There was a quiet end to the month." James Elbidge Young died at St. Elo on the 30th of April 1916. It is therefore likely that he was a casualty of the bombardment detailed in the Battalion War Diaries. He is buried in Plot 1, Row M, Grave 12, in Kemmel Chateau Military Cemetery, Belgium. There are 1,135 Commonwealth burials of World War I in the cemetery. James died on his 32nd birthday. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. It would appear that at the beginning of World War I, James was a bit of a lad, but the evidence shows he proved himself to be worthy of leading men into battle. We will remember them.